This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time, that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, in the Facebook feed, whatever it is that you're doing to be involved, get involved, stay involved. You know, the Women's Rights March. And we're going to deal with that a little bit tonight. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to have some fun with it. I'll put it that way. And it's just amazing how far the toilet society has gone. I'd like to believe it's not, but I know I'm wrong. You know, people always say, you know, don't you have a, aren't you, as a Christian, aren't you supposed to have a positive outlook on things? Well, I don't know. I think the positive outlook on things is believing that we can come out of this, that we have a solution. You know, thank God some of us have figured it out. I mean, for me, it's all about Christ. Jesus is my solution. I know it doesn't all end like this. It isn't like the worst of the worst of the worst. So, I've got an upside. I don't know about the rest of you, and I don't know about some of these people, but, you know, this is a problem. But anyway, it's so how disingenuous this march was from so many. First of all, think about the women that marched, you know, 100 years ago for women's rights. Think about it. What were they fighting for? How did they fight? How did they do it? What kind of pressure did they put on the elected officials? Now, most of them only had to put pressure on the Democrats because they didn't want it to happen. The Republicans were fine with it. The Republicans had tried several times, and I don't know how they've sold this. I don't know how the Dems have been able to sell this to, as Nancy Pelosi puts it, the low IQ voter. Maybe that's exactly how they did it. But think of how much work those women did. Would those women be proud of the march last weekend? I don't think so. Right? Because they weren't fighting for women to be, quote-unquote, better than men or have more rights than men. They wanted equal. They were fighting for the vote and equality. So, but what I love about this, I love how the can of worms that you guys have opened up is just wonderful. And I'm basking in it. So now there's another protest going on. Go figure, right? The transgender activists are very upset that the march only included white cisgen women. Now, they have said, the transgender groups have said, the Women's March is dangerous space with an oppressive message that having a vagina is essential to womanhood. Got to let that sink in for a while. I don't think you need, most of my listeners won't need much time for that one. So transgender activists are upset that the Women's March last weekend was not inclusive to biological men who identify as women, as the protests presented an oppressive message that having a vagina is the essential to womanhood. No, actually, if you think about it, the bulk of the reason of the marches was they wanted to make sure that women still had the right to have an abortion, and a transgender woman can't have an abortion because she can't get pregnant. It's that simple. You keep telling me to think science. Okay, I'll think science. Show me how you get. Show me how two people sleeping together with a penis get pregnant. How does that work? How does a man get pregnant? Can't happen. It's impossible. Last Saturday's event to oppose the inauguration of Donald Trump. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was a march with pro-abortion forces. It wasn't a march for women because the pro-life women weren't invited. They weren't allowed to show up. They couldn't come in. Isn't that wonderful? Seriously. There's a fight brewing between the trans exclusionary radical feminist, or the TERFs. God, they all got names now. I love it. They all got names now. A fight is brewing between the trans exclusionary radical feminists, also known as TERFs, and the trans women, according to the article. Now, the Women's March had an over-reliance on slogans and posters depicting gender norms, like using pink to represent women and girls. You don't want to do that. Pink shouldn't represent just girls and women, because, you know, boys like pink, too. The main reason I decided not to go was because of the pussy hats, said one trans woman from California. I get that they're a response to the grab them by the pussy thing, but I think that some people were fixated on this all the wrong way. I believe there's a lot of inequality that has to do with genitals. That's not something you can separate from the feminist movement, the trans woman added. But I feel like I've tried to get involved in feminism, and there's always been a blockade there for trans women. The saturation of vagina-related messages and imagery, such as a giant hennit uterus, set the tone for the march that focuses inaccurately on genitalia. Okay? I don't even know where to go with that. When we come back, I want to read some of those signs. I want to talk some more about this, because it's my mic. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all the creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be command for your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Reveres.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Please answer the question.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much do appreciate you spending the time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I am trying to push through. I'm not trying to get that old-time DJ voice going on, for real. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been told over the last 8 years that are wrong, bigoted, racist, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Seriously. All the things you've been taught to hate. I'm going to show you in the book. You don't need to be afraid of those things. You don't have to be afraid of anybody who believes in Jesus. You don't have to be afraid of anybody that has a conservative belief system, if you would. There's no reason to. Hey, we're not looking to hurt you. We may not agree with you. We may even find some of your ideas ludicrous. We're not definitely not looking to hurt you. Again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I would please check out the website, as I said, therealside.com. We just found out from Facebook. I don't know if you heard this. But they're putting up filters. Now, they say it's to make sure that their stories are coming from reliable sources. Well, what does that mean? Reliable that they think are reliable? Because, heck, if they're talking about, the Huffington Post and places like that as reliable sources, yeah, you'll never see our stuff up there again. Seriously, they'll pull all of our stuff out, and you know it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to, I love these stories. I mean, I've been saying this for a long time. They get so, the LGBTQ community, I don't know why, they get so mad at me. And I keep telling them, if you're this confused, how in God's creation are we supposed to figure it out? You can't even in the women's group, right, the women's march, they can't figure out who's allowed and who isn't. Who's a woman and who isn't. Right, they're open for everybody. They're all for women's rights, except that they threw out the pro-life people, the pro-life women. That wasn't allowed. They weren't allowed. Guess they're not really women. And then the transgender women, they're all up in arms because they say, hey, look, you're way too fixated on the vagina thing. Because not everybody with a vagina is a female. Which just totally screws with my head. And they even go on to say that they're mad because the saturation of the vagina-related messages kind of pushes them out of the picture now, doesn't it? Right? They said that the signs, now, if you've got children in the car, forgive me, but this is what the sign said, and some of you loons on the left, 750,000 of you in L.A., had no problem taking your kids there, so this conversation shouldn't be a problem. Matter of fact, for you, my conservative friends here, that's going to tinge you a little bit, you shouldn't have any problem with this conversation because your kids, you're allowing your kids to listen to music like from Beyonce and such that have nastier words than this in them. They're watching Beyonce do pelvic thrusts. They're watching them wear little, if any, clothing at all up on stage. So if you're going to write my radio station and write me and tell me how bad me using this language is, you're a hypocrite. You're not even protecting those kids you were entrusted with. Signs that said pussy grabs back. That's scary. Resistance is fertile. I don't even know what that means. Somebody should help me with that. And pussy power sent clear and oppressive messages to trans women everywhere that having a vagina is essential to womanhood. Okay, I can buy into that. I'm telling you, they can't decide among themselves what is right and what isn't. The article explained that trans women are weary of the trans-exclusionatory radical feminists known as TERFs. There are people who equate womanhood with having a vagina, feminists who argue that trans women are actually men in disguise trying to infiltrate their spaces. Mike.com also quoted a non-binary individual, that's a person who does not identify with either male or female, has multiple gender identities, or a gender identity that changes over time. This non-binary person speaking, has a girlfriend who is still a biological male. You talk about confusion. Two people get together that are gender fluid, non-binary. One day they're a couple, they're two males, one day they're two females, one day one's a male, one's a female, the other's a male. You're telling me that that's not, it's what you feel? Well, what do these people have? When I say these people, I'm not just talking about transgenders. I'm talking to these people that, we used to make fun of them in the 60s. We say anything goes, right? What do they have to stand on? There's absolutely no absolutes in their life. By the way, which is the first chapter of my book. You know, absolutes? Absolutely not. You can only imagine what I say in there. Now, for 20-year-old Sam Foray, a non-binary student in Ohio, and their girlfriend there, but now there's more than one of them, I'm confused, and their girlfriend Lillian McDaniel, who is trans, there had been other warning signs that the Women's March might be a dangerous space for them. How could it be a dangerous space for them? Are they afraid they were going to be beat, burned, hit, tortured? You know, dangerous denotes that there's a life-threatening situation going on. The couple was upset by the gender-biased womanhood espoused by the Women's March. Since legally McDaniel's sex is still male, she worried that if she were to be arrested, she would be placed in a men's jail. Here's a hint. A concern she's always had that lingers at the back of her mind. Now, according to the article, McDaniel said that she planned to attend the march despite her fears, until she saw that the people were using it as an excuse to invoke what she called genital-based womanhood. Wow. You know, again, thank God that the Encyclopedia Britannica is no longer published in paperback or paper. Because you'd have 113 volumes simply on gender, wouldn't you? The concept of gender. Wow. Foray that the march, focusing too much on genitals, represented a rigid Western concept of gender. This two-gender system, of course, is excluding of all transgender people. Take time to go throw up. Come on back. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to talk about the signs that we saw that day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-7325-5563. Hey, head up to the website. Give me your email. I want your email address. Yeah, I do. I send out an email every week. I just let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. I'm having a lot of fun with this Women's March, and not because I want to belittle people who want to march for equal rights or anything along that line. I really would love to sit down with one of these people who wasn't, like, out of their minds over this and discuss what they were fighting for. So usually when you protest something, if you're simply protesting Trump's presidency, yeah, good luck with that. Really, really, because you haven't got a leg to stand on. First of all, it was done constitutionally. It was done the right way. And, you know, if your girl had won and she had won with Electoral College, I'm sure she would have taken it and truly ran. So you've got nothing from that light. If you're thinking you're going to have your rights taken away, I'm sorry, what rights can he legally simply take away with a pen? I'm curious. And don't tell me that he already did it with the International Planned Parenthood thing, because you don't have a right. You don't have a right to take my tax money and send it overseas to kill unborn. Right? You don't want us over there. It's really interesting how the left thinks. They don't want us over there protecting any other culture. They don't fight for the women over there that are being mutilated. But yet, they're okay with us sending tax dollars over there to allow other women to have abortion, because it's all about a woman's right to choose. No matter what, no matter how, no matter where. All about a woman's right to choose. Not what the Supreme Court had in mind. Remember, it was supposed to be few, and only if the mother's life was in danger. Right? It wasn't supposed to be on demand anytime, anyhow, anywhere. But that's beside the point. So, as I look through the signs that I saw last weekend, I wondered to myself, did the women who originally fought for the right to vote, right? Did they? Is this what they fought for? They fought for the right to have an abortion? You think that? Think about that. See, I don't. I think that was the furthest thing from their minds. I think they wanted They wanted freedoms, real freedoms. They wanted the right to vote. And by giving them the right to vote. Now they had a right to reach out, vote on other issues, other things, force the legislators to bring other things that they could sit back, think through, and fight for or against. So anyhow, they were fighting for the right to vote. They were fighting for the right to be equal in that light. Now, what did we see last week? I know some of you are going to get vulgar with me, and I'm just going to ignore you. Right? But what we saw last week was a whole bunch of just, and Ashley Judd brought it up. She's the one who called them, she even called them nasty women. We saw a bunch of nasty women is what we saw. And I want to read some of the signs to you that I saw there. We don't have to read them all. I'm not going to make you nuts, I promise. Right? We one lady said, babies are useless. They can't even talk. They. Kill the little freeloaders. Another one of those you just look at and shake your head and go, there's no way. You know, like, can this really be real? You know what I'm saying? And for a grassroots scenario, some of those signs look really professionally done. They got one sign that says, nasty women unite. Well, why does it have to be nasty? If you're fighting for rights, why do you have to be nasty about it? And if, like I said before, if you have kids in a car and you're embarrassed by this, I don't know what to tell you because guess what? They're hearing all these songs and worse, all these words in their songs, the ones that you let them buy and listen to. Let me see. Some of them I can't even clean up for the air. And some of them are kind of cool. Little girls having signs that say girl power. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with strong women. I'm married to a strong woman, an intelligent woman. Not one that's just strong because she's strong, or she wants to be strong, or says she's strong. Here's a disingenuous sign, hands off my health care. No, you mean your abortion rights. Because in most cases, being pregnant has nothing to do with your imminent demise on your health. Another sign says equality for all. Well, how is it not equal? Do you know what I'm saying? Right? They got pictures of Trump up there. Elderly. That doesn't bother me. You know, forever nasty. I don't get it. My body ain't your policy. Well, you know, again, I would love to have a feminist on. Just to look at me and say, I want to know when that thing in her belly is a human. Right? When is that a human? I'm just asking. Our rights aren't up for grabs. Let me see. You can't grind us down. Pretty disgusting, right? And when they have pictures of Trump, I don't really care about those. Then they got young girls running around with signs that go, nasty women unite. But what the heck is all that about? Why do you have to be a nasty woman? No, seriously. Can you just simply be for women's rights and explain exactly what he's done? Specifically what you think he's going to do to take your rights away. Come on, all I'm doing is trying to find out all these signs, all these protests that they did. And to what end? What is it going to do? What's it going to fix for you? Especially when you have jackwagon signs up there that have nothing to do with really what's going on. Anyhow. So, Nasty Woman is referring to what Trump said about Hillary. Oh, okay, good. So then when we say we're the deplorables, we're also referring to Hillary, right? I mean, what Hillary called us. That was okay for them. See, so they're mad that he called her Nasty Hillary, but they're fine with her calling the rest of us deplorables. It shows you that there's not a fine line. There's not a subtle line between what they believe and what we do. No, there's a very thick wall between what we believe and don't believe. So supermodel, I don't know what's her name. I don't even know if I could say it. Anyway, supermodel comes out as intersex. And don't make fun of me, because I have to go look this stuff up. Half the time, I don't even know what it means. But I guess she has, and I don't remember, they had a different name for it when we were growing up, because they always have to change the names, right? Make it too hard for you to figure out. But apparently, this person has both male and female parts. Now, supermodel who yesterday revealed that she is intersex has attacked the practice of carrying out irrevocable gender surgery on children too young to understand it. Gabby O'Dealy, a star of The Catwalk, revealed her condition in major interviews with USA Today and Vogue. Now, activists just went crazy in a positive way. Now, O'Deal and Vogue, a cover model with campaigns for DKNY and Mulberry under her belt, and said that she has a biological condition which left her with male and female anatomic traits. She has XY chromosomes like a male, and had undescended testicles until they were surgically removed when she was 10. She later had surgery to construct a vagina. Right? She's describing anatomy to Vogue. Odell, now 29, said, "I will never know what it's like to have a period, have a baby, but I also don't stand up peeing. I don't have a penis. I'm an intersex. But I am much more female. I am not facing a biological clock. I have no clock." You got to hear what she has to say, though. Because as far as I'm concerned, she nails it. Talk about it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I'm here on the real side. too much stuff popping up in front of my face. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I want to get back to the story because I think it's real important. We talk about this on a regular basis. We constantly hear about these young kids who are given hormone blockers, and you know, because they say they want to be like mommy, and the little girl says, I want to be like daddy. 7 or 8 year old child cannot figure out what they want. Here's a person that's living the life. And not only that, you know, look up the books by Walt Heyer. One of the books is called Paper Genders. And Walt went from male to female and back to male again. And the bad part about this was that, you know, he really felt it or was counseled or was told or was worked with to be told that once he made the sex change, it'd be a little bit of an adjustment, but then he'd be fine. And what he came to find out was he wasn't fine because it wasn't about the sex change at all. It was about unresolved issues he had in his head. And now he counsels men every year going through or contemplating going through the same thing. So this supermodel finally came out, and she said her name is Gabby O'Deal, a star of the catwalk. She was born with both male and female genitals. Her parents decided when she was 10 to kind of sort of finish it off and make her a female only. Problem is that she didn't have all the parts for a female. She has no period. She can't ever have a baby. Right? She says she's intersex. Now, she's using this opportunity of discussing her condition to try to oppose the practice of surgery to fix intersex people, often backed up by sometimes spurious threats that if untreated, the child will develop cancer. She told Vogue she is now dedicated to stopping crazy surgeries that are irreversible and non-consequential, done when you are much too young to figure out what's going on. She said that the hormones that they gave her actually screwed up her body. Her stance could grate with some of the transgender community who advocate early medical action when children identify as transgender. There are almost no doctors. You know how you guys like to push us down that climate change where 95% of the doctors or PhDs say that there is a climate change problem? Why don't you do the same thing with this? There's a major portion of doctors out there, psychologists, that say, no, 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 these children should not be given hormone blockers. These children should not be given surgery before they're old enough to figure out really what's going on. But you don't care about that. You go hunting down the one out of 50 doctors that will tell you to go ahead and have the surgery and give the child hormone blockers. You go out of your way to do it. How honest is that? How real is that? You know, I hate to say this, but someday, I hope you live long enough to see the damage you've done to your child. I really do. And then maybe you're honest enough to write about it or talk about it or go on a reality show somewhere about it. This is the feel-good. You guys are the feel-good generation. If it feels right, do it. Right? My kid says he wants it, give it to him. Man, the damage you're doing is just amazing. The recent BBC documentary, Transgender Kids, Who Knows Best, showcased the increasingly popular trans affirmation view, whereby objects to a child's stated desires by parents, therapists, and so on, are brushed away. Now, in some countries, this kind of surgery is not allowed for those under 18, but many teens are given hormone blockers early on to keep them from making the full change. But I don't know why. I mean, is Mother Nature really that screwed up? Remember, we've been talking about this for a while, right? So whatever you feel like is what you are, right? Whatever you decide to identify with that day is what you are. And that's the road we've gone down. And whether you believe in God or Mother Nature or whatever, do you really think that Mother Nature or God made that many mistakes? Come on, think about it. Do you really believe, you know, that God would put you in a female body, knowing that you were male because, what is it, senile? And Mother Nature would, you know, you guys try to get us to believe in evolution, in millions and millions and millions of years of evolution as things change. You know, that's the beginning. Maybe we're beginning of a new species. Maybe you should embrace this. I don't know. But that's the other thing. You know, we've allowed... Man, years ago, when the country was run by adults, when society was run by adults, if you identified, if you were a 57-year-old man and you identified as a 9-year-old female, left your family, moved back into your parents' house, they would have you medicated. They'd have you see a psychiatrist. They'd have you work through your problem. Now, we're to embrace it. Who are we to say that a 57-year-old man is not a 9-year-old girl? Right? I mean, years ago, if you were a 25-year-old white male, and you decided to identify as a 25-year-old black female, Somebody would sit you down and talk with you. You'd go through some psychiatric care. Right? We have trans species. We've done the stories. We've proved them. They're not fake stories. It's not fake news. It's real news. Where the woman had her ears taken off. She had her nose, not even bopped. She had a bunch of cartilage taken out of her nose that got pushed closer to her head. And it wasn't even her. Right. So you're sitting in a doctor's office. Right. So my name is Johnny Smith. Yes, I have a penis. But I don't identify as a male. I identify as a female. But I don't really even identify as a female. I identify as a female leopard. Yeah, that's right. You heard me, doctor. Female leopard. And little Johnny had his ears taken off. Had his nose cut and changed to look more like a leopard. And when all those changes were made, they also had, inserts under the skin to give them some of the looks of a leopard. And then he went and had all kinds of tattoos done. What are the tattoos? Leopard skin tattoos. And nobody tried to stop him. Nobody tried to lock him up for a period of time just to go through some psychiatric care to help work through. I mean, think about this. We're accepting this as normal, as a normal lifestyle. Hey, if that's what he feels like, if he decides that he is now identifying as a female leopard, who's he hurting? He's hurting himself. He's doing physical, bodily harm to himself. He's had his eyeballs dyed. He had his skin tattooed. He had his ears taken off. Don't you get it? Are you hearing me? And this is the stuff that we now have accepted as normal. Okay. Where does it stop? I'm curious if one of you lefties out there, write me an email. Send it to me anonymously. I don't care what you do, but I want you to think something through. Do you have a stopping point? Is there a point by which you're willing to say, no, that you can't do. That you can't be. I'm just curious. I've tried to have an open mind to some things, but there are some things that are just so much against God and nature and humanity and a sound mind. I do not know how some of you in the academic world approve of this, believe in it, and approve it. I don't know how it happens. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And the nice thing about that, about buying the book, is you put some money in my pocket. That's nice, too. If you buy it from my website, I'll sign it for you, if you wish me to, just tell me. And get it out to you as soon as I can. But if you buy it from Amazon, it doesn't get signed, but it'll get to you faster. And again, as I said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Also, if you go to the website, I really do want your email address. I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, you know, what's coming up, that kind of thing. Stories, topics that we're going to do. Also, on the email that I send out, you have an opportunity to get a free Morgan Silver coin. Our friend over at Landmark Gold, or Landmark Capital, David Fisher, is offering you a Morgan Silver coin. All you got to do is read the white papers he sends you. The coming bail-in, the Vino test, or your IRA having physical metals and taking possession with no tax liability. None. You won't get nailed. 844-715-7311. Call during a break. 844-715-7311. That's, or go to landmarkgold.com. I'm giving you something for free, a Morgan Silver coin. Did you miss that? From Senior Health System, the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I've just got a smorgasbord of stories that I want to go over with you. We'll be back in a few minutes.